Hey guys, welcome. Thank you again for joining Subhealing Podcast. This is your host, Stephanie. And I know I have been gone for a couple days. Honestly, these last 2 weeks have been really, really crazy for me. I have been doing so much. I've been really busy, like exploring. And I forgot to post on Thursday. And I didn't realize this until like Friday night. And I was just like, great, I cannot. I cannot believe I missed it because just too many things have happened. But all positive stuff, very, very positive stuff, really awesome experiences. And the fact that we just had the full moon in Leo, we had the super blood moon, / eclipse. So that was very interesting. I did myself a little ritual. I don't know about you guys. I would like to know what you guys do, like, on the full moon, because everyone's different. Everyone either doesn't know about it, or doesn't celebrate it, or doesn't do anything at all. But, yeah, my experience was pretty nice. I felt really good about it. I felt like there's really good changes coming forth, and it's pretty much starting anew, you know? It's like having a new chapter in your life ready to start, and I think that that's what we all need, right? For those of you who have gone through so much over the last couple of years, know what I'm talking about. And also, too, just the fact that, like, for those of you who haven't, too, you guys are going to be experiencing some interesting things as well. And honestly, it's best to do this now than to do it later on. So just embrace the changes that are coming your way. Never look at them as like a horrible experience. Even though, yeah, the feeling is horrible, but towards the end of it all, you're going to thank it for appearing into your life the way it did. But honestly, guys, I think today's topic is going to be about relationships. And it's very key right now because of how Mars is in Aries, and when those two to come together, it's no stopping what you're trying to do, and no relationship is gonna get into your way. And so sometimes you know, it could be an issue to where maybe you may feel short-tempered, or you may feel some type of way and you may snap back. It's that type of energy, so you just want to kind of just chill from that. Like, just try to acknowledge and be aware of your feelings and actions and stuff like that. Other than that, I mean, everything has been very good. I can't complain about anything right now. Other than obviously wanting to make more financial resources available for myself, but who doesn't? It takes time. So that's a lesson for all of you that are probably still going through it. Just, you're almost out of the situation. You're almost ready to begin that chapter. You know, be very cautious in the next 2 to 6 weeks. Watch your dreams, your thoughts. Your psychic abilities are going to be very heightened. And for those of you who are very sensitive to things like this, will know what I'm talking about. Yeah, guys, I mean, relationships, it's something that I know a lot of people do want, and some people are very scared of it, or you're not willing to give yourself to someone, or you're not ready, whatever the case may be. Or if you're even linked with someone, you know, these are moments in your life where you create the most love in your life, I feel. In relationships, it can be very hard to go through the motion. I mean, relationships are not for everyone. That's something that I need to express, is because a lot of people think that if they're not married by a certain age or have kids a certain age, like, they're failures. And the thing is that you're not, and it's not for everyone. Sometimes it just doesn't happen, or just because you don't want it, or whatever it may be. Like, sometimes it's just not meant. And that's okay. Like, it's okay to be alone and experience that. And it's also good to be in a relationship. But there's nothing wrong with either. And I think with that social pressure, you shouldn't allow it to truly phase you, because everyone does things at a different rate. Everyone, just does the things that they need to do on their terms. That's how it should be. And I think that's what a lot of things are not spoken about, is these social norms. Like, sometimes these social norms are very toxic, especially when it does come to relationships. It could be very, very toxic to people, because they have this pressure. And that's the thing. You shouldn't feel pressure from anything. I think you should feel more able to want to do things on your own terms. Like, that's why things didn't work out for some people, because they pressured themselves into doing this and it wasn't for them. Like, never pressure yourself to in marriage. Like, take your time with it. Really think about what it is that you're doing, because divorce is not cheap. These things are not cheap. Divorce is something that shouldn't be taken lightly. It's a death of a partner, literally, in a way of spiritual terms, you know, because you're killing that part of yourself. You're no longer with that person. When you do marry, it's like uniting with one spirit, you know what I mean? Like, you're one spirit, one entity, in a way, when you guys come together. So that's something you got to think about too. Like, you guys are connected, and that's why certain relationships, you have to make sure that that's what you want to do. Like, make sure that if the person that you're with is someone that you really want to be with and ride for, because it's through thick and thin. Like, it's not something where, oh, I'm going to be with him for a little bit, and because he doesn't do something, I'm going to fucking end it, or whatever the case may be. Like, you signed up for that. Okay. You signed up for a marriage. You signed up for what it is that's, you know what I mean? Like, what's inside a marriage. Same thing with you men marrying men, or marrying women or men. You do it for the right reasons. Don't do it because you feel like you have to, because your buddies are doing it. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need to do any of those things. I think just allowing yourself to be free and listen to your intuition, both of you, men and women, and everybody in between, really listen to your intuition. Listen to what it is that you're trying to tell yourself. Your higher self speaks through feeling. It doesn't speak through words. It speaks through feeling. So it's something that you see and feel too. Your higher self will give you images and will also give you signs through feelings in the body. Like, you'll feel it. So you got to feel these things for yourself. You got to work with yourself. You got to want to better yourself. And because there's a battle between you and your spirit, meaning your ego, your character, whatever you want to call it, with your higher self. And in these relationships, these things get exposed, and sometimes people are not ready to endure the battle that someone else is enduring while they're enduring their own. Like, it's not easy. And people don't realize that. It's like, you're also taking in another battle from someone else. Like, whether you feel you are or not, like, you just are, regardless. If that person's happy one day and you're not, it affects the other, vice versa. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on in your life is going to affect what's going on in their life. And you think about these things and you're like, do you want to go through with it? And if the answer is yes, and you do go through with something like this, know that it's going to be fucking hard. But at the end of the day, if this is what it is that's meant, it will be meant. I promise you that. I promise you that, because I know from my past what I've endured was things that I didn't know that I could handle what I did. And I knew what I was signing myself up for. And it's like, that's just what it is. You're going to go through a lot of things in life. Sometimes it's going to push you down. Sometimes it's going to bring you up. It all depends on the situation. And I think that people should just be very open-minded. You guys should just be open-minded. Like, be open-minded with all the situations that come into your life. Don't have a reaction to everything. Just acknowledge it, analyze it, and then make your own decision from there. Because if you instantly react with emotion, it's not going to end well. You got to look at it as a big picture. And in relationships, we also lash out with emotion, right? We don't really analyze a situation. Look at it for what it is. We immediately judge it. And that's the thing. Like, it's not always about us. Sometimes it's not. In some arguments with your relationship, sometimes it's not about you. It's about that person, but they just want to be heard. So that's another thing too that you have to be aware of that comes within a relationship. For those of you who are struggling emotionally, know that things can really take a turn either for the worst, or they can take a turn either for the better. But that's solely up to you. So that's why I say be aware of your surroundings, your actions, your thoughts. Be aware of who you are, your emotions. Be very fluid with yourself. Don't allow yourself to hold grudges. Don't allow yourself to become negative against another individual. Like, try to be understanding. And it's difficult as hell to do it. But you have to be more gentle on yourselves when it comes to relationships. Don't rush into anything crazy. It may feel good at the moment, but guarantee it, it's not going to last, because in some cases it doesn't. It's very rare that a relationship will last years and years and years when they rush into it. You know what I mean? So again, you know, take your time with it. You know, we're in this new moon for a reason, to really redo everything. Or not necessarily redo, but have that chance to really make anew and to go forward. And also, this is the year of the pig, which is amazing. In Chinese New Year, it's the year of the pig, and it's all about prosperity, abundance, what, like, just having wealth and health and all that stuff. Take advantage of this, please. This energy is amazing this year. Amazing things are going to start happening. Be patient with the process. Listen to your intuition. Don't ignore it. Intuition's always right. And really work with it. Ask it, hey, I don't understand. If you don't understand sometimes too, your intuition, just ask it. Can you show me more? I don't understand. Can you let me know? I'm going to drink some water here, because I've been going at this for 12 minutes straight, not drinking any water. Almost 13. So, that's just what it is. And we're going through awesome changes. And I think that people should embrace these things, you know? Like I did, I had some clients yesterday, you know, with tarot, and, you know, some of my clients are going through very heavy situations right now, and I'm realizing this, and it's like, wow, and it's back to back, and that's what's crazy too, like, it's back to back, like, these situations with these clients of mine, and, you know, I'm understanding that, you know, the main, I say, I guess, topic would be relationships. Whether it's from your partner or your kids or your parents or your aunts, uncles, cousins, whatever, it doesn't matter. Relationships are relationships, romantic or non-romantic. It's going to happen. So with that being said, I think that, you know, taking your time on things and really looking at the bigger picture is what's going to help you in moving forward. Really seeing what your end goal is, use that manifestation, use the full moon as your way to manifest what it is that you need to in your life. And it's past now, so for those of you who took advantage of it, congratulations, like, you're ahead. You know, keep going, don't give up. For those of you who are barely understanding this, you know, or for those of you who've been listening to my podcast, know what's been going on. So congratulations. For those of you that are new, also, it's just haven't been really understanding what's going on, it's okay. But know that these next couple of weeks, like I've mentioned, energies are going to be very high, and I think it's beneficial for you guys to really hone in on yourself, create lists, start doing things that are going to push you forward towards your goals. You know, something that I learned, I have always learned, but I relearned again, is never say I will, always say I am. Saying those two different things definitely has an effect, and that's something that clicked with me the other day, and I'm just like, oh wow, like that is so true. Saying I am, I think, has a lot more power to it, and because you're all-knowing, you're God, essentially, you are all-knowing, right? You just have forgotten, and that's what's beautiful about life, is that you get that opportunity to discover who you really are, and what you're doing here, and connecting with Source, and, you know, connecting with your spirit guides, your angels, your deities. Connecting with these individuals are going to give you a lot more boost in your life, and that's what's awesome, is giving you that boost if you need it. That's what life's about. God is not going to give you something that you cannot handle with your team. You never do something alone, whether it's big or small, whether you have a team that's in the physical or you have a team in the spiritual realm, it doesn't matter. The fact that you have help there to go forward in life, I mean, you can't really complain, right? You're not alone, but you gotta want to do this for yourself. You gotta want to believe in it. So yeah, guys, that's pretty much it. I will see you back on Thursday. This week, by maybe mid this week, I'm going to be doing another project. So I will mention that more towards the end of this week. Feel free to, for next week, but feel free to, you know, message me on Instagram, or you want to message me on Twitter. Those two socials I'm on the most. And then also to, if you want to email me for private tarot reading, you can. Stephanie@sebahealing.com is where you can email me. You can even message me on any of the social medias if you want that tarot reading, and we could schedule something. So if you guys want to reach out to me, that'd be great. And then for those of you who want to read more of my blogs, you can go on medium.com/Stepa Healing, and you'll be able to read my stuff. I will be adding new content to that next week, and maybe a little bit, maybe on Friday I might send something out, but a little bit of next week, that's what I'm projecting. And we'll just take our time, because next month I know is going to be pretty busy for myself. So thank you guys again for joining in. I appreciate all of you. For those of you new, thank you so much for tuning in as well. I love you all. I hope you guys have a great week, or rest of the week, and you guys kick ass. And hang in there, guys, for those of you that are struggling. I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.